Hi, I'm Laura Hamden, and my colleague Jessica Rogan and I are your daily hosts of the Gateway Newsletter. We meet with the editors in the STL PR newsroom every weekday to bring you the top local stories of the day in a quick and easy 6-minute read by 6 a.m. In an age of overwhelm, it's a refreshing, thoughtful take on the news day, if we do say so ourselves. Fine-tune your daily news habit with the Gateway Newsletter. Subscribe at stlpr.org/gateway.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. I'm Sarah Fentiman for Abby Larico. Nathalie Joachim is a Juilliard-trained composer whose love for music began closer to home.
Music is such an integral part to being Haitian, and I credit my grandmother so much for teaching me maybe more than anything or anywhere else about music and also about being me.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the story of a new work at Powell Hall this weekend that's wrapped in family ties. That's coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis policymakers may be getting closer to figuring out how to divide a settlement stemming from the departure of the St. Louis Rams. According to people close to negotiations, city leaders want to spend $110 million on tornado recovery and development in North St. Louis, $55 million on downtown, $65 million on city infrastructure, and keeping $25 million in the bank. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge says it's possible the allocation may change before legislation is formally introduced in the coming weeks.
If we can tweak some numbers to put some more to North St. Louis, but still have a large amount going into downtown, have a nice amount going into city-wide infrastructure, I could see something like this getting across the finish line.
The Board of Aldermen plans to reopen a public portal soon to gather feedback on how to divide and spend the Rams' settlement funds. Time is running out for people who struggle to pay their energy bills to get help from the state of Missouri. The deadline to apply for two state assistance programs is on May 31st. Those programs give customers one-time payments to help with their bills. Though the Energy Crisis Intervention Program requires customers to have things such as a bill with a specific disconnection date or a final bill saying service has been terminated. Ameren disconnected more than 8,000 households last month, and more than 205,000 customers have at least one delinquent charge. The average amount due is a little over $217. St. Louisans can find more about bill assistance through the Missouri Department of Social Services, Ameren, or Community Action Agency of St. Louis County. A judge in Cole County expressed skepticism this week over the constitutionality of part of the state law placing the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department back under state control. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains.
The legislation created a state-appointed board to oversee the police department and set mandated funding levels. It also expanded the number of officers eligible for lifetime health and life insurance benefits. But the state provided no additional funding to cover those expenses, and that makes the law an unconstitutional, unfunded mandate, says Maureen Hanlon. She is a staff attorney at Arch City Defenders.
The state legislature is welcome to appropriate money for it, but it cannot force the citizens of St. Louis through their taxes to pay for it.
Attorneys for the state say the law was necessary to make St. Louis safer. A ruling will come at a later date and almost certainly be appealed. In Jefferson City, I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
For the first time since 2017, Missouri schools will see the same money from the state as last year, instead of an increase in funding. Some say not fully funding the K-12 education formula creates uncertainty and discourages schools from giving teachers pay raises. But Republican Representative Ed Lewis, who helped craft the state budget, says Missouri's still funding education at record levels compared with some years in the past. Lewis says the budget's tight and the state has to make sure there's still money for education next year. And state and county offices across Missouri will close today in observance of Truman Day. The annual state holiday celebrates the 33rd president of the United States, Harry S. Truman, the only president born in Missouri. Most Department of Revenue offices across the state will be closed, so check ahead if you want to renew your license. County courthouses across the state will also be closed today, along with state-run job centers. The Harry S. Truman Library and Museum in Independence will commemorate today with a presidential wreath-laying ceremony this morning. Visitors can also get free admission to the museum. A popular learning management system used by colleges and universities in Missouri and Illinois has been hacked. An ominous message appeared on Thursday on Canvas users' screens demanding an unspecified ransom. Shiny Hunters, the criminal hacking and extortion group, says it's attempting to extort both Canvas's parent company, Instructure, and the universities that use it. An estimated 40% of all universities use Canvas, and the site hosts FERPA-protected student information. Shiny Hunters threatened to release that information on May 12th. The message has been replaced by Canvas with an announcement the site is, quote, undergoing scheduled maintenance. Several universities across the region have been affected, including the University of Missouri-St. Louis, Washington University, Missouri University of Science and Technology, and St. Louis Community College. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra finishes the classical portion of its season with three concerts this weekend that feature its Symphony Chorus and In Unison Chorus. In Unison will premiere an SLSO commission shaped in part by conversations composer Nathalie Joachim had with chorus members. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the title of the new work reflects its chief inspiration, family.
Brooklyn-born composer Nathalie Joachim's love of music wasn't born at Juilliard, where she had her classical training. It came from home.
Music is such an integral part to being Haitian, and I credit my grandmother so much for teaching me maybe more than anything or anywhere else about music and also about being me.
Musical storytelling is a particular interest. Joachim teaches a course on it at Princeton, and it's the approach she took in St. Louis. Early in the coronavirus pandemic, she had dozens of video calls with In Unison members.
I just wanted to get to know them. The thing that came forth was really that this chorus meant so much to them as a community, that it's the thing that they anchored themselves to when they needed hope, when they needed a sense of belonging.
She asked me what was my inspiration.
That's Don Hutcherson. He's sung with the chorus for 18 years.
So I told her, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my grandfather, my sisters, all these people in my family sing.
After talking to chorus members, Joachim wrote simple phrases to sing that are dense with emotion. In the new Jack C. Taylor Music Center, adjacent to Powell Hall, Saturday morning, Don Hutcherson reads me some of the text.
All these years, I'm right here with them and still standing here, still standing. She's reiterating, still standing, still here. We're still here. That's powerful.
In rehearsal, chorus director Kevin Macbeth leads In Unison through a section when members sing one phrase repeatedly. We understand each other.
So many times, convincing yourselves that no matter what, in family, you understand each other. What about we understand each other? What about we, yeah, right. So every repetition has to mean something.
To deepen singers' connection with the words, Macbeth asked them to think of family members they'd like to honor with their performance and write their names down right onto the score. Hutcherson shows me what he wrote.
Mama, which is Martha Moore, Aunt Katie Bell, Uncle Bobby, Carla, and Reggie. So now I really have a purpose to sing the song.
Musically, the piece is filled with unconventional harmonies that add tension, and some harsh, dissonant moments that Macbeth cautions everyone not to sweeten.
Now, tenors tell your neighbor that's correct. Okay, that's, we don't need to change it, it's correct, right? Live in the dissonance. Right up till the very end. Isn't that how families work? 2, 8, 5. 3, and go.
6 years after Joachim started working on Family, she says it lands a bit differently now.
it's interesting how it's come to have new meaning in this moment now in 2026. Being reminded that we are still here, that we have each other, that we all have blood families and chosen families. Those are the things that we need to be tapping into right now to give us the strength to dream towards something new.
Sometimes the most joyous and defiant thing a family can say to the world is, "We're still here." I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Sarah Fentum, in for Abby Larico, wishing you a great weekend.